This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Today we're at part 14 of our current series on holiness. And as I was saying earlier on, you need to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And today we're looking at verses 9 through 12. Now this is controversy at its very best. And I am reading to you what Scripture says. That's it. That is what I'm doing. This is what it says. It says, "Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship idols, or commit adultery, or are male prostitutes, or practice homosexuality, or are thieves, or greedy people, or drunkards, or who are abusive, or who cheat people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you were once like that, but you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." This is a very important scripture, beloved, in so many ways and on so many levels. Let me try and set the scene for you. On one of his journeys, Paul goes to Corinth, and whilst he's there, he sets up a church. And I'm doing this really quickly. And after that, he leaves and continues on his journey. And later on, he finds out that the Corinthian church are not behaving themselves. So he sends them a letter. 1 Corinthians, the first letter to the Corinthian church, could be summed up by this: Paul, servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Corinthian church, cut it out. End of letter. Because they were doing so many things wrong, and Paul found himself in a situation in this letter in 1 Corinthians where he has to correct them, constantly correct them. And he's saying, look, you were made holy. So why are you doing all this stuff? Stop messing around. Turn to God and continue to be holy. Be set apart and love Him and worship Him and adore Him. Keep on going. Keep on pushing through, winning this race. But no, they were going wrong. So Paul had to write to them and admonish them for this. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. And then he gives you this list: those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship idols, or commit adultery, or are male prostitutes. He's very, very clear what he says here. Or practice homosexuality, or who are thieves, or greedy people, or who are drunkards, or who are abusive. Let me just pick one of these. Just one of these. Abusive. What does it mean to be abusive? What does it mean to abuse someone else? Well, whether you abuse them physically or mentally makes no difference at all. That is what I believe Paul is trying to say. He's trying to make a distinction here and say, look, if you behave like this, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. You cannot continue with this. You cannot go down this road any longer. At some point, you've got to stop. At some point, you've got to stop and take a good look, hard look at yourself and say, what sort of life am I leading? I go to church on Sunday and I worship God. And I listen to the preacher and I put my money in the collection plate and then I go home. And immediately what do? I begin to abuse my wife. Mentally or physically, I go and start gambling. And I get fed up and I go and see a prostitute. Where is my life going? Now, I'm not talking about my life here. I'm just trying to give you or paint you a picture of what is going on in this world and why Paul was writing this letter. You see, beloved, he's trying to say, you once made a commitment. You once said that you wanted to be holy. You once said that you wanted to get closer and closer to Almighty God. Yet what do? You are abusive. You do wrong. You indulge in sexual sin. You worship idols. What do I mean by worshiping idols? Well, watching television and letting television become a god, that is an idol. Trying to make as much money as you possibly can, money becomes an idol. All of these things. You see, if you're content to continue working yourself, your fingers to the bone, so you can make as much money as you possibly can, why are you making that money? What is the net result of that money? Is it to give you a more comfortable life? Or is it to help the poor? Is that money going to make you any happier? No. And that is why Paul is writing these stern words to the Corinthian church. He's saying, listen, if you want to be holy, you've got to cut all of this stuff out. He says, some of you were once like that. But then he says this. Watch this. He says, you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And that is why, beloved, we have to have short accounts. We have to keep short accounts. Because we were cleansed. And I want us here on Worship Radio 247 online to be continually cleansed. To be continually drawn to the beautiful Savior, to be continually drawn to His Spirit. I want us to continually worship Him and continually adore Him. I want us to spend this time that we have together each and every day worshiping Him, adoring Him, falling down before Him and saying, Lord, I've messed up yet again. But please, cleanse me again, and I will be made holy and set apart for you. That is what I want for you. You know, as I'm talking, the words that I am saying are really sinking into your heart and into your life and into your mind and into your body and into your spirit. You know they are. And you're saying, I've got to stick my hand up and say, this is me. This is me. I've got to stop it. I have got to stop it and be drawn to the Holy One more and more frequently. I've got to give my heart to the Lord all over again. And I've got to say, I want to be cleansed. I want to be cleansed by the Spirit of Almighty God. If that is you, just say these words. Yes, it's me. That's all you've got to do. Say those words. Yes. It's me. I'm not even going to ask you to repeat these words, but I am going to pray for you right now, right this second. Heavenly Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for that person that has just said, yes, it's me. Lord God Almighty, that person has come before you today to say, it was them, and therefore, They need to be cleansed by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, you would pour your Spirit out on that person. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would make them holy and set them apart. Lord, teach them how to worship. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.